Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Paul and Jordana and DJ. It's Monday. Hope your Monday's going well. Couldn't help but notice my favorite kook, genius kook, Elon Musk, now owns 9.2% of Twitter. And
really?
He bought a chunk. He is the biggest shareholder of Twitter. And in recent days, he let it be known that he's not happy with Twitter and, you know, lack of free speech. And the whole First Amendment, somebody as bright as he is should sit him down and remind him that freedom of speech applies to the government. In other words, the government can't come after you for you saying something. It has nothing to do with a private company. Twitter is not the government. Twitter is a private business, a private entity, and they can enforce whatever rules they want for their platform. If you want to use Twitter, here are the terms and conditions. And so that
CCO can be like, okay, forget it. You're off the air. You don't get to talk on the radio anymore. And that's legit.
So the whole free speech thing. Speaking of free speech, I guess Will Smith had the freedom to go up and smack Chris Rock. And he did. And he did so very publicly. But now, and everybody thought, will there be consequences? What message, what lesson is this sending to our kids? Mm-hmm. So I found it interesting, Jor, that insiders say that a bidding war for Will Smith's biopic, based on his best-selling autobiography, Will, I did not read the book Will, but apparently it's a bestseller. Both Netflix and Apple were in a bidding war, but apparently Netflix and Apple are now pulling out after Will Smith's Oscar meltdown. And there were plans for a fourth Bad Boys film. Those plans have been shelved. A new Netflix project that was entitled Fast and Loose. Netflix and Apple Plus have quietly removed their bids for Will Smith projects and will instead relocate the funds and develop original ideas from new black actors. Working with Will has become a risky business. This according to one source who should know. So, again, this should not come as a surprise. I guess the Academy made him resign. The question now is, will he keep his Oscar? And what I understand is he got the Oscar for Best Actor for King Richard. And by resigning from the Academy, apparently they're going to let him keep that Oscar. But the question, would there be accountability? Would there be repercussions? Would this affect his career? You can do anything you want within reason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean there won't be blowback and consequences. And so I guess the long and short of it, I bet you anything that Will Smith, and he's got plenty of money, he could, you know, quit tomorrow and be just fine. His generations for, you know, the next 10 generations will be just fine. But I bet you he wishes that he could have that over again, that he hadn't reacted the way he did. I do.
I wonder. And I almost think he doesn't care, although he was really happy to receive the award. He seems like the kind of guy who, like, wouldn't care. Oh, yeah, you can have your darn Oscar back. That's fine. I don't know. Maybe he would, because it was such an impassioned speech. But I wonder if he regrets that slap, if he regrets, right? At some point in your life, I mean, you know, you say he was well within his right. He actually wasn't. That's assault. And Chris Rock could have pressed charges.
I didn't say he was well within his right, but I mean, he had the freedom to make a stupid decision, and he did.
Yes,
I'm not condoning the slap in any way. I think it was,
of course,
you know, when words don't work, when diplomacy doesn't work, people turn to violence to get their way. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I guess the point I'm making is that there is accountability. And it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you make, the color of your skin. You do something stupid, there will be a price to pay. I don't care who you are. Now, more so than ever, right? With social media and the fact that millions of people watch this, there's still a significant percentage of people, listeners, listening right now, Jor, who think it was staged. I've seen some polling numbers that more than half of people polled think that the whole thing was staged. It was a gimmick. An excuse to get people to tune in. I don't buy that for a heartbeat.
I don't buy that. Yeah, I don't think that that's a thing. No. But I also believe that this is 100% something that he can come back from. I think people are going to forget about this really soon. And there's also, remember, half the people are on Team Will. Think that, oh, he was defending his woman. This is absolutely okay. I would have done the same thing. There are a lot of people that are in the Will camp that, like, I'm actually surprised by the pushback, because often in this universe we live in, celebrities can get away with a whole lot of stuff. And it's not Chris Rock who's saying, I'm going to press charges. You did the wrong thing. I want justice. It's not Chris. Chris is awfully quiet about this whole thing. I'm surprised that he's getting canceled to the point that he is, because I didn't know that. If anything, this, you know, they say nope, all publicity is good publicity. Well, this is a lot of publicity.
No, it's not good publicity. This goes to his legacy. This goes to how he wants to be remembered. And so it's not a good thing. And I think his popularity is going to take a hit. Maybe he'll come back. In America, Americans love a good comeback story. Look at Tiger Woods and what he did. Mm-hmm. And now there's talk he may come back and play the Masters this week at Augusta. So I don't pretend to know. But again, just reminded my boys, you're accountable for your words. You're accountable for your actions. And just never, ever forget that. Now more so than ever. You know, you got to be on your best behavior.
For sure. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about President Zelensky and his comments last night at the Grammys next.
What's more opposite to news? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the death silence. Feel the silence with your music. Feel it today to tell our story. Tell the truth about the war on your social networks, on TV. Support us in any way you can, any but not silence.
Wow. That was the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. I still do my welfare checks on him. Thank God he is okay as far as we know. As okay as you can be when your people are being murdered in the street, when you are under attack by a behemoth, when your sovereign nation is under the threat of being taken over by an autocratic dictator. So President Zelensky made an appearance last night at the Grammys. Obviously, through a video chat, video conference. He spoke in English, which his English is great. And that just that quote just stuck with me. You know, we're fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Fill the silence with your music. And that echoes, by the way, Paul, what we hear from our friend Joe Lindsley. Joe is with Lviv Lab, and we have him on twice a week. And I've asked David to reach out again tomorrow. Because now, of course, we're seeing these horrific pictures out of Ukraine with people, what looks like them being, you know, left bodies left in the street, mass graves, people who seemingly, according to news reports, have been shot with their hands, tied behind them, just left in the street. And he came on and shared some thoughts with a captive audience. And I know it wasn't the vibe of the Grammys, which is, you know, excess and glitz and glamour. But music is also important to the Ukrainian culture. And we hear from Joe that in Lviv, in particular, it's a resort town. And Joe tells us that musicians play in the streets for free just to give somebody some give the people in Lviv peace and calm. And so they can still share their art freely.
Yeah.
And
some normalcy.
Learning. Yes, yes, some normalcy. Thank you. Thank you. And these Ukrainian musicians are playing in the subways where people are getting on and getting off. They're, for the refugees that are fleeing, for the people in hospitals when they can gain access. And it was fitting, I thought, as I thought more about his appearance at the Grammys. Because what can musicians do? What can we do? I felt helpless once again watching. I guess the shared humanity of it all. Music is the great equalizer. We all enjoy music. Everybody loves music. Music is very calming. And I was glad to see him there last night. And I don't know that he was asking for anything in particular other than positivity, other than a sense that eventually this will be over, and other than to keep creating, to keep living for those who did not.
He wants to keep this in the public view. I mean, we as human beings have short attention spans. And one of the things I think they're worried about in Ukraine is that the West just kind of grows tired worrying about this. And we move on to some other shiny object. And, you know, they're left battling the Russians, 8 times larger military-wise than the Ukraine. I just wonder if Zelensky, he said today he's not sure he can even negotiate with Putin. After hearing and seeing, he was in Bucha, which is a northern suburb of the capital city of Kyiv, where hundreds, perhaps thousands of people, civilians, were murdered in cold blood. There are reports of children being used, Ukrainian children, as human shields. As the Russian tanks were retreating, they were surrounded. They surrounded the tanks with Ukrainian children so they would not fire upon the retreating Russians. And, you know, mass graves. Yesterday, Zelensky called the Russian military killers, executioners, rapists, marauders who call themselves an army. And here's the thing, though. 83% of Russians apparently approve of the job that Vladimir Putin is doing as a president of Russia, the Russian Federation. This is according
to... Don't you think, Paul, that that's because they're being fed that by state-run media?
Pure
and they
propaganda.
Don't have access.
There is no free press. Yes, they're just digesting the crap that's coming out of Russian state media and digesting it without... I think some of the younger people realize that something is going on and not all is well. And that's the question. Will the sanctions... Are they going to be enough? Providing arms, you know, NATO, the U.S. providing arms to Ukraine, great. And somehow, Ukraine still has, I believe, control of the airspace above Ukraine. Nobody would have predicted that a month ago, that they are still in control of the air. And so all those stingers, these switchblade drones, these kamikaze drones that can fly for 30, 40 miles, take out a tank from 40 miles away. I mean, it's really evolving into a high-tech war. Ukraine has the upper hand. But the question at this point, where's the off-ramp? How does Putin save face?
That's a good question.
Because, you know, is this going to escalate? What exactly is going to happen? Right now it appears that Russia is focusing more on southeastern Ukraine, the Donbass region, which has a lot of natural gas. What a coincidence. A lot of natural gas capabilities. And some people speculate that that was the end game all along for Putin, was capturing these natural gas fields, which are going to be worth a lot of money. So, again, it's one big mess. But I got to give credit to Zelensky. I got to give credit to every Ukrainian who is stepping up and saying, you invaded our home. We are not greeting you with flowers and hugs. We are greeting you with bullets and Stinger missiles. This is what happens when you invade an independent nation that is intent on freedom and democracy and self-determination. So the sense is that Putin, his advisors, aren't telling him what's really going on. They're telling him what he wants to hear. And he's made some very bad decisions as a result. So
I want to hear what your dad, Volker, thinks about all of this. Is he going to share? I know. Is he going to share some thoughts? Have you talked to him about this?
I have. And we're preparing a story either for tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll try to get two stories from Volker in this week and then a few more for down the road. And yeah, I'm here for a week out east in Lancaster, where I grew up, Lancaster, PA, and keeping an eye on dad, making sure that he takes his meds, doesn't burn the house down. Although he's very sharp.
Of course
he's
he is.
Extremely sharp. That has not, he's 91 and he still has a photographic memory. He remembers stuff 85 years ago. And so, yeah, we'll absolutely share a few more stories. I want to find out what he really thinks about what's happening right now in Ukraine. So we'll keep you posted.
When we get back, today's terrible trivia. We're all going to quiz each other and probably fail. Play along with us next.
Oh, my. We're going to try something different.
Bon Jovi
today.
Kicking in?
Oh, that's Bon Jovi. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. DJ's a big Bon Jovi fan now.
I'm a cowboy on the steel horse I ride, my friends.
But a big Bon Jovi fan since Friday afternoon when I got those tickets.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, wanted dead or alive, baby.
Well.
Dead or alive.
Yeah. Glad you could go, DJ. Glad
I
you
love
could
it.
Go. Okay.
Me too.
So
we're
each going to ask two questions. Who wants to start?
I want to go because mine are about Bon Jovi, which we're listening to right now.
So that makes sense.
Does that work? Can I go first?
Yes, you may.
Okay, sounds good. So, two questions. Paul, I will start with you. Bon Jovi was one of the original founders and majority owners of what? Was it an infamous music venue in Newark called the Upper Hill? The Arena Football League, the Philadelphia Soul, or a bounty hunting network called Dead or Alive?
You know, David,
yes.
To your credit, you made that sound very believable.
Well, and, yeah, I know, because
I would, of course, I know what it is, but I would not fault
Paul.
Yeah,
you do. It's, you actually know?
And it's not fair that I'm competing with Jor. Why don't you give Jor this one?
No, he'll give me another one. You got
to
do this.
I did not know the answer to this, but what do you think, Paul?
I'm going to go with B, the team.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Good job.
They founded the Philadelphia Soul, the Arena Football League.
Wow. Okay.
Good job.
Good guess.
I'm super impressed.
That was a wag. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Good for you. Yes, you did. Very into that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Jordana, I have one for you as well. Bon Jovi apparently is related to
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Another famous artist is Bon Jovi related to John Lennon, Elvis Presley, or Frank Sinatra?
Oh.
One of those is true.
I actually don't know the answer.
You don't know this one? Okay.
What?
But I'm going to say, because Frank Sinatra is also from Jersey, from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going to say that they go way back.
Wow.
That's correct. Apparently, Bon Jovi is also related to the great singer Frank Sinatra, who is Bon Jovi's great uncle on his father's side.
No kidding.
How about that? Well, look at that. You guys both did great.
It'd be a great family reunion.
Talking Jersey here, so good job. Okay, I have a couple of, let's stick with entertainment if that's okay, Paul. Yep. I have a couple of Grammy, because we're doing this because we each did different things last night. David went to the Bon Jovi concert. Paul watched the championship game. Of course, UConn sadly did not win, and I watched the Grammys. So I have two Grammy trivia questions.
Okay,
Paul, you're up first.
Okay,
which former president does not have a Grammy? Which former president does not have a Grammy? Is it President Obama, President Clinton, President Jimmy Carter, or President Trump? Which one does not have a Grammy? That means three others do.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it President Trump. Really?
You're right.
That was another wag. So, How did the other presidents get Grammys? None of them were great singers. Were they? Except Obama had a pretty good voice. But
Obama won. Well, he actually has two. He won when he was a senator in Illinois in 2005. And then in 2008, he won again when he was a candidate for the Best Spoken Word album.
Oh,
OK. In both years, Dreams of My Father and The Audacity of Hope. So it's spoken word. Hmm. So if they, you know, these are they're great orators. So they give speeches. They're up for some award that maybe you've never heard of, best spoken word, somebody puts it in and that's what they get. And you know that Bill Clinton also was a great orator, and Jimmy Carter, I remember less so, but he also has a Grammy.
Interesting.
Wow.
Good for you. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Okay, David, this is a fun one for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is the 5-pound Grammy statue made of?
Oh, interesting.
Is it made of gold? Mm-hmm. Is it made of Grammium? Or is it made of copper?
Grammium.
Grammium.
I don't think it's the middle one, graham crackers or Grammium or whatever you said.
I also don't
think, you said 5 pounds?
It can't be
gold. It can't be gold, because that's like,
no.
I don't know how much, but that's like way too much money in gold. So the last one you said was copper, right? I'm going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
What? What is it made
What's
out of?
What's it? According to the New York Times, the 5-pound statue is made of gramium.
What?
Gramium. I'm not kidding. I sourced it. It's a combination of a trademarked zinc and aluminum metal alloy. Parts of the statue are also plated with 24-karat gold, but gramium is a thing, and it is zinc and aluminum metal alloy mixed together.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that hilarious?
I am so sorry, DJ. Wow. I would have gotten
trick.
That wrong, too.
Really, that is a trick.
That was a good
gramium?
Trick. It was a trick. I figured you would laugh.
Oof.
You have to laugh, too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You're up, Paul.
NCAA Final Four Championship game, men's tonight, as UNC takes on Kansas. DJ,
yes,
who has made the most Final Four appearances over the last 7-8 decades? And here are your choices.
Okay.
Is it UNC, Duke, or Kentucky?
Ooh. I mean, all of those must be on the list of the most, but I'm going to say that it is Kentucky.
And you would be wrong.
Wow, who is it?
It's UNC.
Really? Okay.
Duke and Kentucky have made 10 Final Four appearances.
Okay.
10. As of this weekend, as of what just happened with UNC winning over Duke. Now, UNC is up to 11 Final Four appearances.
Okay.
And they've had 7 national titles. But now wait. The more I think about this, UNC has the most national titles. But I think they're tied. Okay, I screwed this up.
Come on, Paul.
UNC and Duke and Kentucky. No, UNC and Duke are tied.
I'm officially taking a point away from Paul.
And Kentucky. Aren't you glad I'm not flying a jet? All right. I screwed that up. Jordana.
All right, what's my question?
One more opportunity to screw this up. When did the NCAA start using the term Final Four? Mm. Here are your choices. 1966, 1978, 1984. Final Four.
1966, I'm going to say 1978.
You would be correct.
Oh! That was a total guess.
Done.
You know I have no idea.
That was a good guess. According to the NCAA, the term coined in a 1975 article saying that Marquette, quote, was one of the Final Four in the 1974 tournament. And then by 1978, the NCAA began using the term Final Four on a regular basis. Eventually, they trademarked it. And you would be wise not to talk about Final Four, certainly in the context of a commercial. But 1978.
Trademarking. Yeah. It's crazy. Trademarking words, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. It's like, really, people, you know, get over yourselves.
I know.
Jordana won.
Did she?
Yeah.
You took a point away. You took a point away.
I took a point away from you because you messed up a question, so then Jordana wins. Sorry. That's how that works.
That's not fair.
Well,
that's not.
Ask better
questions.
Harsh.
Well, it's very hard.
Speaking of the final, I don't know, what do we call it?
Arbiter?
Quattro, because we're not allowed to say it, so I have to make it up. Speaking of that, Mike Max is up next, so he's going to join us. Talk sports.
Maxie Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Caldwell Banker Real Estate. Both the Wild and the Wolves won over the weekend. It was one stinging moment for Coach K at Duke with UNC winning 81-77. And I'm curious what Maxie thinks will be the outcome of tonight's game against Kansas. Hey, Maxie.
How are you, Paul?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Maxie.
Kind of getting into, all this.
Good.
What do you think is going to happen tonight, Maxie, if you... I don't even know what the spread is, but you think UNC is going to get it done?
I think Kansas is better. I think Kansas will win because Kansas is better. Isn't that logical?
There you go.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. That's very quaint.
UNC, I mean, it's hard to think of them, North Carolina, as a Cinderella, but because they're a lower seed, they've taken on just a little bit of that role because of the way this Final Four has played out. That was an awfully good basketball game the other night, Duke and North Carolina, and it brought it brought fans to the table. Not that this has been a bad tournament, St. Peter's being playing the role of darling there for a while, but the first game was nothing special, Kansas and Villanova, and Kansas got the big lead right away. They needed something like that, and it delivered, man. It delivered on all accounts into that last minute, and then the irony for Duke to miss 3 out of 4 free throws in the final minute, you know, my Krzyzewski team, but... North Carolina should have been, you know, they were ahead by Baylor by 25 points in the second half, and Baylor came back and tied them. We're going to have Baylor assistant coach Jared Nunes on with us tonight. Last year they won the national championship. He's from here, so I'm going to talk to him about the scouting report on North Carolina, knowing Jared for years, and break down tonight's game a little bit further. But Kansas just looks like if you watch them the last two games, Miami as well in the region finals and beyond, they just look like they're clicking. They look like they've got this thing figured out right now.
I love you, but I have to disagree, Maxie. UNC is going to pull it off. Caleb Love is going to have another amazing night. And the main reason is my niece, Elizabeth, goes to UNC.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, now I'm predicting UNC.
And so, based on that, I think that could be kind of the missing X factor. It's going to be a good game, I'll be tuned in.
Bill Self story. So, many years ago now, they play at the Metrodome in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They're playing North Dakota State. North Dakota State's finally made the NCAA tournament since becoming Division I. They got a kid named Ben Woodside at Albert Lee, and he is off the charts good. His mother grew up in Gaylord, just a side note. But anyway,
wow.
Ben Woodside is putting on a show against Kansas. And they're not necessarily going to upset him, but they're close. So they call a timeout. And I'm sitting right behind the Kansas huddle because I'm in press row. And so I'm thinking, okay, there's going to be some very strategic meeting as to how, you know, timeout as to how they're going to stop Ben Woodside. Bill Self brings his guys in. He looks at the first guy, says, "Can you stop Woodside?" Then he points to the next guy. "Can you stop Woodside?" Next guy. "Can you stop Woodside?" And he looks at them all together and says, "Can anybody blankety blank stop Woodside?" And then he sends them back out there. You know, it was as if, okay. I don't need to explain this to you guys. He's killing us. Figure it out, you know?
Yeah. Did they? Did they stop Woodside?
He scored like 38 points. It was an unbelievable performance. But Kansas won the game. And they had Cole Aldrich at the time for Bloomington Jefferson, great player. So, yeah, there are a lot of connections at that point to it. But I thought it was going to be, okay, we're going to trap off of this, and when they ball screen, we're going to do that, you know, and maybe that's the mark of a great coach, right? Sometimes you just need to simplify.
Absolutely.
You want to get that?
Yeah. Well, it's Jordana's bookie, I think, calling her right now. She's got to take
Remember,
this call.
Remember, his niece goes to school there. Make the bet.
That's what's going to happen. Thanks, Maxie. We'll catch you tomorrow, buddy. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.